What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And somebody just sent me in this story. It's a flashback, actually. And it basically goes back to 2009, when China received a shipment of gold bars from the United States Department of the Treasury Bullion Depository in Fort Knox. These crates came directly from Fort Knox. Now, the gold is regularly exchanged between countries to pay debts and settle the balance of trade. We're supposed to use paper and ink and numbers in a computer, but banks and countries still prefer to trade in gold. So here is the problem. Chinese officials, being of the doubting kind, actually tested these gold bars, which had been shipped to them from Fort Knox, and the serial numbers indicated they had been in Fort Knox for years. And they were found to be tungsten cord fakes. So there is a real question. Is there any of the American people's gold still left in Fort Knox? Because it does belong to the American people. It's not the property of the government. It's technically the property of the American people. And it looks like somebody has made off with it. Of course, there hasn't been a real audit or purity testing of Fort Knox in over half a century. Now, back in the 70s, following Nixon's gold shock and accusations that there wasn't much gold in Fort Knox, they held a press conference, and they took a bunch of people into Fort Knox. They opened up one vault, which had a wall of gold bricks right up to the front, but nobody was allowed to touch them. Nobody was allowed to purity test them. They weren't allowed to open any other doors. Where did all the gold go? Who has got it is the big question. And it is an important question that needs to be answered, because that's the property of the American people. And we know from the behavior of, for example, the Environmental Protection Agency and the Bureau of Land Management, government seems to have come to believe it has the right to appropriate, or to be more accurate, misappropriate the property of the American people. We've seen all these abuses by the Bureau of Land Management. We know that the Environmental Protection Agency was started by Richard Nixon in the wake of the gold shock to allow the government to grab public lands, sequester them away from the public, and then pledge them and their mineral resources as collateral on government borrowing. So it may all be an illusion. The money, the gold may already be gone. Now, as you know, Spain is turning out to be a very a tinderbox, if you will. Madrid imposed direct rule on Catalonia just 40 minutes after the region finally declared independence. The Spanish Prime Minister is calling for calm, but there have been huge what are called unity demonstrations all over Spain. We don't want Catalonia to go. The problem is here, not just for Spain, but for all of Europe, is they've just demonstrated there is no more real democracy in the European Union. Because the people of Catalonia voted for independence, and they're not going to get it. Same thing happened in Kurdistan, because there is this fascist globalist dictatorship that is not willing to let anybody escape their slavery. And it's going to come back to haunt European politics for decades to come. So, now over in Germany, their Social Democratic Party, their leader, which suffered its worst defeat in September's parliamentary election since World War II, their leader, Martin Schulz, has made a decision to basically go into opposition against Angela Merkel. And he's basically saying, if Merkel cannot form a new coalition government, there should be new general elections. But the reality is, this desire for independence and sovereignty is going worldwide. And it's not coming from any one source. It's just something that springs from our hearts. We want to be free. We don't want layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of parasitic government ruling over us. trying to control every little minute detail of our personal lives merely to satisfy their continued employment as our masters. And we have seen how out of control it's got, it has gotten just here in the United States of America. We're no longer free to decide what food we will eat and what food we won't eat. We're no longer free to decide what medicines we'll take, what medicines we won't take. There are laws controlling absolutely every aspect of our lives now. In fact, it is now impossible for you to live your life in the United States of America without having violated several laws along the way. And by the way, the Soviet Union used to be the same way. They had laws about everything. Everybody was automatically guilty of something. And the instant you stepped out of line, then you'd be prosecuted and charged. It was all driven by politics. This actually gets back to what happened with Manafort and Gates, because as that caller was humorously trying to refer to earlier, everybody in politics is engaging in these little side deals, offshore banking, you know, trying to cut the rules and bend the rules. Everybody does it, and everybody does a nod, nod, wink, wink, until you become somebody's enemy. Then they'll hit you with it. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Apparently over in Hungary, Prime Minister Viktor Orban is done talking about George Soros and the Open Society Network. He's basically, the propaganda is getting on out there, but he says it's time for an investigation. It's time for an intelligence probe into George Soros' Open Society Network, what they're really doing, who's really funding them, what is their real goal and agenda, because everything Soros has touched in Europe has turned into a disaster for the people of Europe. Now, getting back here to the United States of America and all of this white privilege, attack the whites nonsense, it is really getting absurd. Now, there's a social psychology professor, Jesse Daniels, of the Graduate Center at the City University of New York and Hunter College, and he's out there saying that the white nuclear family is one of the most powerful forces supporting white supremacy. He's literally out there saying that if you're reproducing white children, you're part of the problem. It sounds to me like he's coming up on mandating that whites must be forced to intermarry with other races. And by the way, something I couldn't help but noticing, I'm still a big fan of Lee Remini and her show on Scientology. And I'd heard a lot of these stories before when I was in Hollywood. I had a couple of brushes with the Scientologists when I was working in Hollywood, and they scared the heck out of me. But they had this episode about how the children were being taken away to these camps that were the advertising brochures. It's camping and it's horseback riding. It's a lot of fun. And it turned out really to be little more than a labor camp with lots of physical punishment to make sure they were going to graduate as true fanatical Scientologists. And I'm looking more and more like the techniques used by cults like Scientology are starting to remind me more and more of the tactics being adopted by the liberal establishment. And I'm beginning to think liberalism has become a cult, just as dangerous, just as out of control as Scientology. Now, down in Virginia, there is a church called Christ Church, and it's one that George Washington attended. And there is a plaque in the church on the pew where he used to sit. And now the church has said the plaque is going to be taken down because it makes some people unsafe. I don't know why. Washington's been dead a really long time. The other thing is, well, George Washington owned slaves, therefore his plaque must come down. Well, get out your Bible and check Leviticus 25, 44 through 46. It is one of numerous passages in the Bible that condone slavery. So shall we start tearing the churches down? You can see how out of control and ridiculous this can become. The reality is every culture throughout history at one time or another has condoned and used slavery. You can't erase them all. Now we're still seeing the backlash of Harvey Weinstein, and A lot more accusations are coming on out. Kevin Spacey apparently has come out as being gay now that he's been accused of rape by a then 14-year-old. So it is really starting to come on out. Now, Corey Feldman is out there. He's trying to organize a bunch of survivors to come forward and say, yeah, we got abused, we got raped, we got assaulted. We were told if we didn't do these things, we would never work in Hollywood again. And everybody's out there criticizing Corey. Oh, you're just seeking fame and fortune. And, you know, why didn't you mention this before? Well, it turns out in 1993, Feldman did file a police report naming his abusers. He told the police he was molested. He told the police who molested him. But at the time, everybody was focused on Michael Jackson, and they basically just dropped the case. Now, during the 1993 accusations against Michael Jackson by Jordy Chandler and his family, police were so focused on Jackson, they ignored Feldman's bombshell admissions and information. The admission was even recorded by police. But when the tape recording was released by the Hollywood tabloid Radar Online, the names Feldman gave were erased from the audio. Our entire society has become hopelessly corrupted. If you see a couple of angels show up at your door knocking and saying, can we stay the night? You know you're in trouble. Meanwhile, Google has announced a partnership with the International Fact-Checking Network, which is funded by the Open Society and George Soros. And their goal is to censor the internet, to not let you see, read, or hear anything that does not fit in with Soros' globalist agenda. They're trying to figure out a way they can shut down the independent media and get around that gosh darn pesky First Amendment, which says that we're allowed to criticize the government of the United States and, for that matter, of Israel. We're allowed to point out when bankers are less than honest, when media is less than truthful. They really don't like that. They're trying to figure out a way they can return us all to the comfortable embrace of a corporate media-dominated society like we had back in the 1950s and 1960s. So far, they're failing miserably. And they're going to fail because now everybody sees what they're doing. It's one thing to have a successful propaganda campaign when the people being propagandized don't realize that's what's going on. When they actually think what they're getting from the TV sets, from the radios, from the newspapers and magazines is factual and truthful. Once the people are awake, and Americans are, it's a whole different ballgame. Everything that is done to try and silence independent voices is seen as confirmation of the growing tyranny in this country. They're up against the law of diminishing returns. The harder they push, the less effective it becomes. Now, getting into science and medical issues, there's a Rhode Island-based physician, Dr. Gerald Rosenberg, who's pled guilty before the U.S. District Court in Providence on grounds of health care fraud and illegally prescribing the highly addictive fentanyl-based cancer pain drug Subsys, manufactured by Chandler, Arizona-based Incise Therapeutics, for which he was paid kickbacks. This doctor was paid $188,000 in kickbacks by the pharmaceutical company to get his patients hooked on this addictive drug. So apparently federal authorities have now arrested the billionaire founder and owner of Incis Therapeutics on charges of bribing doctors and pain clinics into prescribing these addictive drugs. The Department of Justice charged John Kapoor, 74, and seven other current and former executives with racketeering for leading a national conspiracy through bribery and fraud to coerce the illegal distribution of the company's fentanyl spray, which is intended for use as a painkiller by cancer patients. Knocked 20% off the stock price of the company. Frankly, I think the company should have evaporated at that point. But money is money, and whatever makes money is good. And What doesn't make money is bad. Our entire society is corrupted. Even the medical establishment. It's all driven by money. And I'm not saying money's a bad thing. I'd like to have money myself. I'd like to have money for a new car, newer car. I'd like to have enough money to get Claire and I off this rock and back to the mainland. The reason I don't have that money is I'm not willing to do certain things that others do that are very well compensated for, such as lie to you or push products that I know are bad or fraudulent or defective. We live in a society in which honest, moral, ethical people are actually being systematically punished for not going along with the scams, the frauds, the organized crime. Is this a country you want your children growing up in? Now, getting on over to Madagascar, that situation is spinning rapidly out of control. And for some reason, they keep saying it's pneumonic plague or then bubonic plague. But it really is all about the same thing, and it is continuing to spread like crazy. And 9 other countries have now been alerted that travelers from Madagascar have managed to reach the mainland in Africa. Now, the plague is airborne, and what is really complicating the situation is the people of Madagascar, this being the autumn where many countries have their festivals of the dead, ours is tomorrow, they actually have a tradition of the dead being wrapped in sheets and paraded through the streets, and people dance around the bodies. They're dancing around the bodies of people who've died from bubonic plague, and that is what is really spreading this disease like crazy. And people are being told, don't do that. And they're coming back saying, this is a sacred ritual. We have to do this. That was one of the big problems when Ebola started erupting in Africa, because it was the custom when somebody had died that you would kiss them on the forehead before they were buried. And, of course, that was the vector of transmission. There comes a time when you have to stop believing in the sacred whatever and start looking at the reality of what's going on in front of you. And I'm not saying trust science blindly, because science has proven itself to be as untrustworthy as anything else in our corrupted society. But use your own common sense. Trust your instincts. Most people, when they see a dead body, they pull away. There's a reason for that. Because early on in evolution, those hominid ancestors of ours who didn't pull away didn't live, didn't reproduce. There's a reason we have an instinctive aversion to dead and sick people. It's to control the rate of transmission. And it wasn't a conscious decision, we're going to evolve to avoid infection. It was simply the inevitable result of two different sets of random behavior deciding who would live and procreate and who would not. So, now I've talked a long time about some of these chemicals that are being put in our food. And at my age, I'm having to really read labels. I just went through a bad period of serious joint pain, which finally realized was exposure to yet another chemical in the food, which I'm now avoiding, and things are a lot better. But now there's a study that's come on out saying that monosodium glutamate and aspartame are now the two leading causes of permanent central nervous system damage in the United States of America. Now, we knew that about aspartame because before it was approved as an artificial sweetener, it was a biological weapon, an excitotoxin. And it would overstimulate neuron receptors and cause nerve damage. And in high doses, it would cause death. Now it's turning out monosodium glutamate operates exactly the same way. But it makes money. So, of course, we're going to put it in the food. And if you get sick, it makes more money because now you got to go to the doctor. See how life is like in the fascist states of America. We'll be right back. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way. Can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, getting on over to the Menendez corruption case, interesting development. The defense has now rested. They're going to do closing arguments. The jury will get the case toward the end of the week. But interestingly, at the last second, the defense filed a motion for a mistrial, arguing that the judge acted unfairly against them by forbidding a defense witness to testify because the witness's testimony would have been hearsay, which is normally not allowed in a court of law. And so Menendez's lawyers are saying, well, in this case, we should allow the hearsay evidence. The judge disagreed. The judge has dismissed the motion for the mistrial, so that's moving forward. That's the good news. The bad news is, apparently, U.S. District Magistrate Judge Deborah A. Robinson has dismissed the lawsuit brought against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton by relatives of victims of the 2012 Benghazi attack. So the fix was in on that. Judge Robinson was, of course, an Obama appointee. Let's start taking some phone calls here. Jim in Gainesville, Ohio. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yes, it's Jeff Shackelford from Zanesville, Ohio.
Please don't use your last name. You open yourself up to all
fine.
Kinds of...
That's,
all right.
Okay. I appreciate that. There's so many topics, I don't know where to start, but I will start with the fact that I haven't heard anything about the JFK tapes being released, the mainstream media has been pretty quiet about it.
Well, I imagine so. I mean, we're reporting. The corporate media is not going to be interested in reporting on any of that, especially that original Surgeon General report that there was an entry wound to the throat below the Adam's apple, because that corporate media, they were all complicit in the lie of the lone assassin all of these years. They're not going to stand up there and say, yeah, we were lying to you all this time, but trust us when we tell you Iran has a neutron bomb or some such nonsense as that.
And I hate to say this, but my parents would have loved to have read that report, and they waited until they passed away, or they would have really been up in arms, because they were the ones that really got us through that era. And for the Kennedy era and stuff like that, it seems like that's when the coup first started.
Well, certainly that is when the U.S. started going down this dangerous pro-fascist direction. And it's rather interesting in Oliver Stone's movie JFK, which I imagine is going to be on the air real soon and everybody's going to be watching it. There's even a line in there by Walter Matthau, who's playing a U.S. senator, saying it just seems like the United States has just gone down this terrible direction. Everything's gotten worse ever since Kennedy was assassinated. And that was true. Kennedy was like the golden age, Camelot, race, you know, going to the moon. And ever since then, the U.S. has just deteriorated into this hollowed out shell of a war machine where their solution to every problem is let's drop bombs on people.
Oh, I totally agree. Since Eisenhower, right after the World War II, and then they end up saying that Adolf Hitler was still in Argentina and stuff in 55 with a film video of it, to me, it seems like we've lived nothing but a lie from then to now, to where I feel like my 50 years, I'm 58, but I feel like 50 years of my life has been constructed by smoke and mirrors.
Well, don't feel bad about it. I'm sure that first eight were also equally obstructed by smoke and mirrors. You've been lied to your entire life, so have I, so has everybody listening to this program. The difference is now we know it. And we know to be on the lookout for more lies in the future.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mike. It's people like you that I've grown to focus in on. I've had 15 different people I've listened to on the radio and stuff. I've narrowed it down to. You're on it. You're on it. And I really appreciate the time, the investment that you put into it. And I know they gave you a bad deal, too. So it's payback time. So I appreciate it.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot, Jim. We're going to let you go, and we've got more callers waiting on the line, but we're also close to a commercial break, so we're going to let that go until we come on back here. Meanwhile, the early winter is hitting up in Minnesota, 10 inches of snow, 4 dead, 217 crashes across the state. Remember back in 1990s when they said 2000, snowfall's a thing of the past. Wrong. Yet another lie. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we take the phone calls, they're running a story right now where North Korea has announced they're going to launch a satellite into space. And, of course, everybody's screaming, it's a cover for a nuclear weapons test. And it does look like everybody's gearing up for this war in North Korea. Is it going to happen while Trump is in Asia, after he comes back from Asia? Obviously, it would be a lot safer for Trump if they crank up hostilities when he's back in Washington, D.C. But I actually had somebody write in a suggestion where my first instinct was to hit the delete key. And then the more I thought about it, the more I said, you know, we can't really rule it out. And the reader's suggestion was that the U.S. could shoot down Air Force One and blame it on North Korea. And that would get their war with North Korea going, and it would certainly solve all of Hillary Clinton's and Podesta's and everybody else's problems. So, boy, I got to tell you, I actually do feel sorry for Donald Trump. I don't agree with everything that he's done. I'm still glad that he was able to prevail over Hillary Clinton. But he did want the job, and he's got it right now. I just wish he had some better advisors around him. All right, let's take a phone call. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
With regard, Frank? To, yes, thanks, Mike. Yeah, thanks, Mike. With regards to Trump's Asian tour, I think he's going to be stopping in the Vietnam area there. And, you know, there was a former congressman, I believe, maybe from New York in the early 1980s that spoke before Trump this past July 4th. And he was speaking to the bikers, the Rolling Thunder group, and he was talking about, you know, all these guys, you know, maybe as many as 200 or more. And he had sources telling him that they're still in Vietnam alive, these POWs that were left there as collateral. I guess there was supposed to be some type of a Marshall-type plan to rebuild, you know, South Vietnam, but I guess the U.S. government reneged, and so they, you know, they were never released. And I just wonder what the odds would be that Trump, President Trump, might address that issue.
I would say close to nothing. And it is a tremendous shame for the United States. And, you know, the interesting thing is in that second Rambo movie, they even mention this, that basically at the end of the war, the U.S. had agreed to pay reparations to the government of Vietnam in exchange for the POWs. And that they just decided, no, we're going to keep the money, keep the POWs. We're going to pretend they don't exist. And what's really ironic is to see John McCain, who is preferred to us as a hero of Vietnam for having survived his imprisonment there. And, of course, now we know that he was actually making propaganda tapes for North Vietnam, which is an act of treason. John McCain has been at the forefront of just shutting down any possible inquiry into whether there are surviving POWs in Vietnam. And I remember seeing a documentary not too long ago that presented a compelling case that, yeah, there were quite a few of the Vietnam veterans, obviously this many years after, many of them have passed away. Some of them actually left Vietnam and moved to Russia, and they're still living there.
Yeah, I've heard stories like that. Hey, while I've got you, I heard you talking earlier. You said that there were a couple of automobile accident victims who were also survivors of the Vegas shooting, and the daughter had stated that it was like a bomb went off in the car. What were those names again?
It's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and I've already deleted it from my talking points, so I don't remember the name. There have been claims of a lot of people who were talking about multiple shooters. There was that 28-year-old girl was trying to organize a group of people to go public and say there were multiple shooters, and she was found dead in her bed, declared natural causes. There have been a couple of stories that did not pan out, that were obviously planted fakes to try and get everybody discredited. But this story about the car accident even made the Washington Post. And the story was that they'd gone back home, their daughter was at home, and she heard this huge bang. That's the word she used to describe it, and ran on out, and there was the car just engulfed in flames. And apparently it took firefighters a couple of hours to put it all on out, but the official story is he hit a guardrail. Well, I'm sorry, hitting a guardrail with a car generally doesn't trigger a monumental explosion unless, of course, you're working for NBC News trying to discredit side-mounted fuel tanks on pickup trucks, but that's another matter entirely.
Okay, sounds legitimate then. Hey, also, you had mentioned crowdsource earlier, and back in the summer, I think I might have called in and mentioned, I heard what I believe is a pretty credible guy. I don't agree with him on everything, but I don't think he would have said this unless he had a pretty credible source. He basically was going through the names of the people that basically make up CrowdSource, and these
were
Israeli.
I think you mean CrowdStrike.
CrowdStrike.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was the Seth Rich. You know, to do with regarding the matter of the Seth Rich laptop,
yes,
and everything, and the forensic investigation on that. I mean, I believe that was an Israeli. You don't ever hear anything about it that was an Israeli, or at least the guys who made up that company controlled it were Israelis.
Well, there was a lot of information at the time, and I don't know that it was totally Israelis. I know that there were some there. But the important part to keep in mind is the entire claim of Russia hacking the DNC emails came from this CrowdStrike, which then came under criticism by other security companies questioning their methods, and then CrowdStrike pulled back from the claim. and said, we're not supporting that any longer. And still, that was the beginning of the campaign of sanctions against Russia. So CrowdStrike does need to be investigated. When they're done skinning Fusion GPS and nailing that hide to the barn wall, we definitely need to look at CrowdStrike, because it looks like there's this whole network of these companies and businesses and things that were set up to launder this smear campaign against Donald Trump and against Russia. Are you there? No, I guess we lost that phone call. All right, we're going to switch over to another Frank. This one's in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you
I'm
so
sorry
much.
There we are. Okay.
Okay. Very good, Michael. Thank you so much for taking my phone call. And you brought up before about opioids being prescribed, and there was a bust on physicians that were prescribing opioids. You know, if you look at the Obamacare, which is mandating people to take health insurance, and you look at opioid addiction, you can see it going up almost 400%, because that is a drug of choice for many, many physicians to prescribe opioids for just about everything, even migraine headaches. Instead of you know, treating the problems of the individual, they mask it with opioids, and it's a highly addictive narcotic. And then you look at very highly addictive, and then you look at how it decimated communities. I mean, why go to the local heroin dealer when you can get your opioids practically for free? So when you talk about, or when they talk about government mandate health insurance, you would have an opioid crisis that would topple what happened in China in the 1800s. That's what's going to happen if we allow government to go into a single-payer Bernie Sanders type of a plan. Because this all leads back to what was predicted by the John Birch Society over 30 years ago. And if I find that newsletter, Michael, I'll send you a copy of it. But over 30 years ago, the John Birch Society said, welcome to the Rothschild-Rockefeller Medical Industrial Complex. And in it, they listed three things that's going to happen. One was mandate all people to have health insurance. Two was to put all the resources in diagnostic care and treatment, but never find a cure. And the last was to create diseases out of thin air. And Birch has predicted this 30 years ago. We got it going on now. Now we have this opioid crisis where Big Pharma and the doctors, which are their pawns, and the ACA, American Medical Association, which got their shills on it, that are pushing opioids. And then at the end of it, they're pushing Narcan, you know, to get you out of when you overdose. So they're making money at both ends. This whole situation we have today has been caused by government, and our Congress refuses to hold hearings on this opioid crisis. Now, Trump, I take my hat off. He did bring it up. It is a national epidemic. It is a national epidemic. Yes, it is a national epidemic. But instead of investigating, you know, Manafort, whatever the hell this guy's name is, and this one, this is a national crisis. And if they want to get to the root of resolving this issue with the opioid crisis, they better hold some honestly open congressional hearings on what went wrong in this nation and start with this ACA program that they forced people taking health insurance. That was one of the components of it. Big Pharma and physicians that are told to prescribe opioids or make it a drug of choice for just about any type of ailment you have. And that's about it, Michael.
Now, yeah, they've turned doctors into pushers. And the big stink here with this one prosecution the Department of Justice is engaging in is that the physicians did have different options for treating pain, including ones that are not addictive, and they were financially incentivized by the pharmaceutical company to intentionally hook patients on these opioids so that they would be on them for the rest of their lives. And there's no difference between these big pharmaceutical companies and the drug lords, and there's no difference between these doctors in their white lab coats and the guy down on the street corner. It's exactly the same thing. We're trying to get people addicted. We're just out here to make the money. And it really is a scandal, and there should be hearings. There probably won't be because, again, the pharmaceutical industries are huge, huge donors to Congress. Congress actually did hold hearings at one point over the very obvious connection between prescription psychiatric drugs and out-of-control random acts of violence. that make no sense. And in the end, Congress decided, well, there really isn't anything we can do about it.
You know, excellent point, you know, Michael. And if you look at what communities were ravaged the most by this opioid epidemic, it was basically middle America. And what I'm the point I will allude to is that you go to any mid-size or small city under 25,000 population, you would see nearly a pharmacy on every single corner, way
yes.
past the population what it had back in the 1960s when I was a kid growing up. And there's a reason for that. Like you said, the reason is not only opioids, but psychiatric prescription drugs combined with God knows what else, you know, for every other imaginary disease they create, like, you know, ADA and HACD and whatever heck disease. And this is where they're decimating middle America. And people got to be aware of this. When these pharmacies come in and you see 1, 2, 3, 4 with a population of 8,000 to 10,000 people, you know that community has been targeted by Big Pharma to get people addicted onto either opioids or prescription drugs as far as psychiatric or whatever.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is George Carlin, early in his career, actually commented on this. He said, we've got a drug problem in the United States because of all these drug stores everywhere you turn, you know, drugs. And I think what is going on here, the reason they're targeting middle America is the poor communities are already saturated with drugs, and they've already been bled dry for all the available money they have to be made to the drug dealers. So they wanted to target middle class, but middle class people tend to avoid street drugs, so legitimize them by having them prescribed by the doctors and sold by the pharmacies, and then these middle class Americans are okay taking these drugs and enjoying them because they're free of the stigma of the street crime.
Absolutely, and then the end result is to get addicted where they can literally break the addiction. Isn't that a shame? They are wrecking havoc through this country, and they really, really are driving people. They're taking their souls out of them by this addiction. They're driving families apart.
Yep.
They're destroying the productivity levels of this nation, and they're doing a damn
Absolutely.
Good job of it. Boy, they are doing it. All right, Michael, thank you so much for taking my call, and keep up the good work. Bless you for everything you do.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. I remember many years ago, I forget exactly how many, Claire went through this episode of searing intense joint pain, which we finally figured out is she's sensitive to formaldehyde precursors. Prior to that, we were still in the grip of the Orthodox medical establishment, and they prescribed her a medication for pain, which turned out had been prescribed off-label. It wasn't really a pain medication. What it was highly addictive, and Claire had a very difficult time getting off of it. And she told the doctor she wanted to be off it, and the doctor said, okay, didn't tell her that she had to phase down slowly. She could have gone into convulsions. So, again, I'm seeing less and less difference between the classical drug lord and the big pharmaceutical industries and the street dealers and these medical practitioners in their white coat. It's just a facade so the drug lords can hit those middle class Americans who would be averse to the illegality of the street drugs. But money is money is money is money is money. Now then, getting on back to the gun grabbers, and they're still out there. Britain banned guns many, many years ago. There was a mass shooting, and Britain said, okay, that's the end of it. You're allowed to own certain hunting weapons, but they have to be kept at your hunting club. You're not allowed to have guns in your home. Huzzah, huzzah, everything's going to be fine. The opposite happened. Violent crime exploded and continues to increase. And Great Britain justifies continuing their gun ban because it makes the British people feel like they're safer, even though they are not, in fact, safer. In fact, they're at more risk. But that's the way politicians think. We just need to make you feel like you're safe. We just need to make you feel the economy is okay. We just need to make you feel Saddam Hussein was a threat and all will be well. That's how they think. Now, the Nobel Peace Prize Committee appears to be trying to salvage its damaged reputation. This year's Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, ICAN, for its successful effort to establish a global treaty that bans nuclear weapons. It hasn't been signed and ratified, especially by the United States, which is now ramping up their nuclear arsenal as fast as they can. But their heart was definitely in the right place. Now, we're ultimately aiming toward one of two things, a world in which nobody has nuclear weapons or everybody has nuclear weapons as a deterrent. We'll never achieve a world without nuclear weapons. The genie is out of the bottle. Countries like Israel are going to make nuclear weapons. They'll pretend they don't have them. So the best solution for world peace is go the other way. Allow everyone to have nuclear weapons of deterrence. And that's going to calm everything down. That's why the U.S. is after Iran and North Korea. They're on North Korea's on the verge of having a nuclear deterrent. That means the U.S. won't be able to invade them easily. That's the real issue here. So, again, look who the aggressor is over the last 16 years. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program on this Monday. And a couple of stories we're looking at right now. Over in Washington State, KONG-TV has done an undercover investigation. And we've been talking about the Hanford Nuclear Disposal Plant. There's a huge radioactive waste problem. Apparently, there is a company that was given a contract to dispose of radioactive waste, and they were caught simply dumping it along the banks of the Columbia River. And that, of course, means everybody downstream is exposed, all the fish downstream and contaminated. but it's a horrendous, horrendous scandal and a big stink. And so it's ugly. We've got that up at whatreallyhappened.com. Finally, over in Philadelphia, four Philadelphia election workers have been charged with fraud and voter intimidation. And apparently this all took place at a special election earlier this year. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro announced Monday the workers have been charged with fraud and voter intimidation during the March 21st election for a seat in the State House of Representatives. Shapiro says the workers at a North Philadelphia polling place became aggressive with a voter and also told another voter that a voting machine was broken, although investigators later determined it had been operational all day. Allegations of voter fraud, electioneering, and voter intimidation were reported to city and state officials during and after the election, and there are continuing investigations. Like I said, the entire society has become corrupt. Our elections are an illusion. We're in the grip of a criminal government, a narcocracy, and we have to wake up and realize that. Remember that wonderful premiere episode of HBO's The Newsroom? Will McAvoy gets up there and he's on that stage and he says, the first step in dealing with a problem is acknowledging that there is one. And this is the problem. Our entire governmental system has become corrupt from top to bottom. Securities Exchange Commission, FDA, USDA, Minerals Management Service, they're all corrupted by that huge flow of money coming from those giant corporations. And the giant corporations are spending that money to make themselves even more money. And left behind in all of this are the ordinary, law-abiding, honest, ethical, moral American people, their standard of living, their health, the health of their children, their education, the infrastructure. It's all crumbling away. A lot of people have been wondering if the United States might someday be a third world nation. I think we're already there. In terms of the economic disparity and the wealth inequality. And as we head off toward apparently a new world war, which is probably going to go nuclear, I am convinced the United States cannot prevail. They cannot prevail in a conventional war against a peer like China or Russia, or both of them put together, because of the poor quality and high cost of our weapons. And the fact that all of our stockpiles and existing weaponry are drawn down and worn out from 16 years of war across the globe. So that brings us to the end of this show. We're going to be keeping an eye again. Russiagate is the top priority, the Russian dossier. Keep those in front of the eyes of everybody that you know. This Manafort is a distraction only. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for the John Steadmiller program. He's got a lot of stuff to share with you. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please take everything that you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. We are in a fight, not just for the future of the United States, but for the entire planet. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.